Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It was definitely a busy day yesterday with numerous storm reports across the area. Those are thunderstorm wind damage icons. It is still blustery out there this morning. We're going to talk about how long those wind speeds stick with us coming up.
The teenager is dead and several other people are hurt after several shootings within hours of each other in Durham. The mayor's plan to address gun violence today.
And the Japanese prime minister is making his historic visit to North Carolina. His plan to tour several businesses in the state today. We'll have better weather for him and the First Lady as they visit here. It's 4:30. Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. We made it, but we still have those winds out there. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith, and I'm glad we have a nice day for the Japanese Prime Minister to join us. Let's get back to meteorologist Anthony Baglione at the WRA Severe Weather Center, tracking what our day is going to shape up like.
Yeah, good morning to both of you, and good morning to all of you at home on this Friday. Yesterday morning, of course, we had all of our thunderstorm wind damage icons I just showed you a second ago. Lots of blustery conditions, and we still are windy across the area. We are not expecting severe weather today, but we're seeing a few light showers pushing through right now. Right around Fayetteville toward Wade, Hope Mills, this is mainly pushing off to the north and east. So it's definitely a little bit damp in some spots. Around the triangle up to the north, even Roxborough, Durham, Raleigh, I was watching the camera here in Chapel Hill a little bit ago, and it was just definitely coming down. Most of that will be out of here, though, as we get closer to that morning commute. I'm not expecting big time issues for us this morning, other than the winds that are just kind of sticking out there. There's 8 o'clock. We should see some sunshine even peeking through, so it'll be a pretty nice start to the morning. Maybe a little bit more cloud cover coming into this afternoon, but still partly cloudy is what we're going for today. One thing to know here as we get closer to the evening, there could be another batch coming through of some rain. Again, no severe storms, but it's just going to be a little bit inconvenient closer to about 7, 8 o'clock or so. That pushes out, and then it'll set us up for a very nice weekend. Look at wind speeds, though. We're gusting up to 30 miles an hour currently in Raleigh, Durham, 38 in Goldsboro this morning, 26 in Clinton. We're at 36 miles per hour in Rocky Mount. Those will be with us through the majority of today. So just make sure if you have anything that could blow around, bear that in mind. We go through the majority of the day itself. Let's say 25 to 35 mile per hour gusts is what we're thinking. 29 there specifically by about lunchtime, even into this afternoon and evening. I'll pause this as we get closer to 6 o'clock. That I think is indicative of a potential for a shower or storm coming through, what Futurecast is picking up on there. They may start to relax a little bit as we get into tonight, 15 to 20 or so, but for the most part, just playing on some breezy conditions the next couple days. 61 is where we currently sit in Raleigh, a very warm for this time of the year this morning. 67 in Goldsboro, 67 in Clinton, upper 60s there as well in Fayetteville. We're at 57. Good morning to Roxborough and 65 in South Hill. Those temperatures, though, are going to be chilly compared to where we are headed into next week. We're going to break down a big time warm up that's on the way and talk about any more rain chances on the way for the weekend. We'll have all of that here in just a few minutes, guys.
Anthony, thanks. New video shows major flooding in parts of Pennsylvania after storms moved through the area last night. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood emergency for the city of Oakdale, which is about 20 minutes from Pittsburgh. More than 4 inches of rain fell in a short time yesterday. At least 7 people had to be rescued.
That same storm system brought a tornado to the western part of our state. The National Weather Service confirmed a tornado touchdown in Wilkes County. Several homes and businesses were damaged.
Today, we'll learn more about several shootings in Durham that happened over the span of about 2 hours yesterday. A 16-year-old died in one of those shootings. 4 other people were hurt. Durham's mayor says officials will hold a news conference today to address the violence. Police responded to a shooting on Truman Street just after 4 Thursday afternoon. A 16-year-old who was shot there later died. Less than an hour later, officers responded to a shooting near the intersection of Fayetteville Street and Linwood Avenue. 2 men and a boy showed up at the hospital with gunshot wounds. Then just after 6, police responded to a shooting on West Pettigrew Street downtown. A man was shot there and he was taken to the hospital. Mayor Leonardo Williams says city leaders need to take action to reduce violence in Durham.
It's really a numbness. I'm more motivated than ever to continue to fight for policies that will actually reduce these types of outcomes.
Mayor Williams says he hopes City Council will reconsider using ShotSpotter technology in Durham. The council voted last month not to bring it back after a pilot program last year.
This comes as a community event about reducing violent crime in Durham County was already planned for today. Sheriff Clarence Burkhead will host the event about Project Safe Neighborhoods. It's a nationwide partnership between federal, state, and local law enforcement. The goal is to help develop plans to reduce violent crime. Today's event is from 11 to noon at the Durham Justice Services Department on East Main Street. The Japanese Prime Minister is in North Carolina today for a rare visit. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the governor's mansion in Raleigh. And Kelsey, the Prime Minister plans to tour some of the biggest Japanese companies in the state. Renee, the staff here at the governor's mansion is already planning for the prime minister's arrival later today. Our crew was there when the prime minister landed last night at RDU. Today, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Governor Cooper will visit two major facilities in the state, the Honda Jet World Headquarters in Greensboro and the Toyota manufacturing plant in Randolph County. Both are owned by Japanese companies. Today's visit comes as Japanese biotech company Fujifilm Diosynth announced an expansion. That company is adding more than 600 jobs and investing $1.2 billion in their Holly Springs facility.
Our economists predict that this project will lift North Carolina's economy by more than $4.7 billion over the next dozen years.
And this afternoon, the Prime Minister will get a little taste of Southern hospitality. There will be a state lunch here at the Governor's Mansion where there will be signature North Carolina barbecue and bluegrass music. So we'll be sure to have a crew to keep you updated on the Prime Minister's visit. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A Durham man who is a student at App State University has been arrested in connection with an on-campus stabbing. 20-year-old Emmett Caldwell is accused of stabbing another student. The injured student was taken to the hospital for treatment yesterday. University police believe a second student was involved and has not been charged. Police say there's no ongoing threat to the campus. Counseling will be available today for students and employees on campus.
Durham Public School employees who are dealing with pay issues will get a chance to see exactly how the newly proposed budget will impact their paycheck. Interim Superintendent Kenny Moore says district officials will give classified employees an individual breakdown at the next board meeting. Moore is asking for a 12% budget increase. It includes $8 million to fully fund salaries for the system's 1,800 classified staff. Over the past few months, there have been numerous changes to classified worker salaries.
Well, some golfers will be getting an early start at the Masters this morning. First round play was suspended last night due to darkness. The tournament was behind schedule after bad weather pushed back tee times. Golfers who couldn't finish their round will be on the course at 7:50 this morning. Among them, Tiger Woods. He's one of the golfers who still needs to finish his first round. He had five holes left to go when play was suspended. Bryson DeChambeau is the leader right now. He shot a 7-under par 65 in his first round.
New York City is bracing for former President Donald Trump's first criminal trial.
It's a lot of moving parts. The attention of the nation and often the world will be on New York City for this entire event.
Coming up, the security measures being put in place by federal and New York City officials ahead of Monday's trial.
And press-on nails are popular, but they could pose a health risk. Why doctors say you should only wear them for special occasions.
And this is a live look at North Hills in Raleigh. We have a windy day ahead. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will tell us about that and what our temperatures will look like for the weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. It is just about 4:42 here on this Friday morning. We've made it to Friday, and it's still a little bit damp out there across the area. Here's a live look. We're checking in with our top of the hill camera there in Chapel Hill. A little bit damp. You can see some of that rainfall that has come down. I think our big story, though, this morning, in addition to some of that light rainfall, the winds, they are really blowing out there for most of us. 29 mile per hour gusts currently around the triangle, 36 there in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 26 in Clinton. We do not have any, but there are wind advisories out for the mountains. They're expecting gusts up to about 55 miles an hour. So if you're headed in that direction, it is going to be a potentially a very blustery couple of days. 26 there is where we go here the next couple of hours. We're still going to be blustery as we go through today, relaxing though into the weekend.
Anthony, thanks. Thousands of people in Louisiana are still without power this morning after severe weather this week. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes touched down in the state Wednesday. The tornadoes left behind a trail of damage. At least four people were hurt.
Federal and New York City officials are ramping up security ahead of former President Donald Trump's first criminal trial. That starts on Monday. The Manhattan Criminal Court building, where the trial is happening, will be monitored by cameras, uniformed officers, drones, and bomb-sniffing dogs. This is the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president in history. Trump has been in and out of courtrooms for the past year, and that has given law enforcement a head start on how to prepare and what to expect. Since Trump's indictments, law enforcement says threats against judges, district attorneys, and others have also become more common. Bond is set for a North Carolina Central student charged in connection with a shooting outside a residence hall. 19-year-old Eric Randall was arrested Wednesday on two charges. A judge granted him a public defender and set his bond at $95,000. He is also banned from campus and cannot contact the victim. A Durham assistant district attorney says Randall did not pull the trigger, but he conspired with the shooter, and police are still looking for that person. The shooting shocked the campus community. The victim in this case, Tyon Richardson, is also a student. He was seriously hurt. No word on how he's doing this morning.
Well, after the death of O.J. Simpson, memorabilia from his football career getting a lot of interest. Memorabilia dealers report the price for signed jerseys, helmets, and trading cards are surging. Simpson died yesterday at the age of 76 after a battle with cancer. His football and acting careers were overshadowed by his 1995 murder trial following the killings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Simpson was acquitted but was later found liable in a civil trial.
Press-on fingernails may save you time and money, but dermatologists say you still need to take care to avoid an infection. Doctors with the Cleveland Clinic say press-on nails trap moisture, which can potentially create a damp environment where bacteria thrive. Signs of infection can include swelling, redness, or tenderness around the nail, and discoloration. Another issue is the glue used to attach the press-on nail. Many people can develop an allergy to that. Doctors recommend only using press-on nails for special occasions and only for a short amount of time.
Well, the federal government is helping pay for upgrades on Highway 12 in the Outer Banks. You've seen these images for road work when the bad weather comes through. Well, State DOT has closed it often because of ocean overwash and flooding. Nearly $2 million will fund a plan to make the highway more resilient to storms and climate change. The money is part of a much larger $800 million grant for projects nationwide. North Carolina got around $3.5 million. Another chunk of that money will pay for bridge work in Columbus County. NC State's improbable and historic NCAA tournament run turned players like DJ Burns and DJ Horn into marketable stars. The Wolfpack pair turned their on-court success into money off the court. Each player has got several deals for use of their name, image, and likeness. Thousands lined up to see them at an Applebee's before the Final Four. Horn also promoted brands such as TurboTax, CBS, and Adidas in social media campaigns.
NC State is keeping the celebrations going for both basketball teams after their historic runs this season. Monday night, the university is hosting a party at the Bell Tower for players and fans. Both Wolfpack teams will be there with coaches Kevin Keats and Wes Moore. The city of Raleigh will close Hillsboro at Oberlin Road and Horn Street for the free event. The Bell Tower celebration starts at 8 p.m.
Oh, that should be fun. Well, today, North Carolina will begin celebrating America's 250th birthday 2 years early. The 3 days of celebrations get started today with Halifax Resolves Day. That was the first official action by a colony to recommend independence of Great Britain. That gets started around 9 o'clock this morning at historic Halifax. Now, for more details on other events this weekend, visit america250.nc.gov.
Wake County's Tools for Schools supply store is back open. Teachers, assistants, and certified staff can go and get supplies for their classrooms for free. On average, teachers in Wake County spend more than $900 of their own money every year on supplies for their students. The store is on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. The site used to be a Chevy car dealership. It's open every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. through May 23rd. It is 4:47, and meteorologist Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth as we take a look at how our Friday is shaping up. Anthony.
We're seeing still some light shower activity across the area, Renee. Most of this, though, is going to be out of here by the time we get closer to that morning commute. So if you're looking at, up and at them early this morning and thinking, oh, do I need the rain gear? I don't think we will need any more until we get later on, and let's say 5 to about 8 o'clock this evening. And I'll show you why here in just a second. The general movement, though, of these kind of cells, it's even hard to call them cells. They're just pretty light coverage. They're pushing mainly off to the east-northeast. And we're seeing some for our southern counties, right around Fayetteville, Hope Mills, moving through Dunn currently. Sanford, Southern Pines, you are done with the rainfall for this morning. We head closer to the triangle, let's say around Durham, Roxborough, Henderson. This is all, again, mainly moving through Durham, just about wrapping this up. Henderson, though, may stick with this for the next little while, and that's all heading toward a place like South Hill relatively soon. This morning, though, that will clear out. We see, let's say, a dry forecast for the majority of us. We get into this afternoon, though, by about, let's say, 5 to 6 o'clock or so. It jumps back up just a little bit. These are kind of some nuisance, inconvenient showers that will be with us. And I want to show you kind of when to expect that. We get some clearing. There's 8 o'clock this morning. We should even see a good amount of sunshine to start today. We'll see maybe a few more clouds filtering in this afternoon. There's 2 o'clock. We're still nice and dry by that point. We get closer to, there's 7 o'clock in the afternoon, evening, as early as about 5 o'clock, mainly from the triangle down to the south. Some of that could be on the heavier side. I think Futurecast may be just a tad overdone with that coverage, but still goes to show you if you're making dinner plans or just heading out this evening, you may want to plan a little bit of that rainfall coverage in your kind of day-to-day activities this evening. Here's a look at our Chapel Hill camera, Top of the Hill restaurant. It's definitely blustery out there for everyone. Wind gusts are up to about 30 miles an hour, and I'll show you those in a second. 61 in Raleigh and Durham. We're at 67 degrees in Goldsboro, close to 70 in Rocky Mount. So a very warm start for us this morning. 30-mile-per-hour gusts, though, a pretty large majority of us. 36 in Goldsboro, 36 in Rocky Mount. We're at 26-mile-per-hour gusts in Clinton. That will be with us through the majority of today, slowly starting to relax as we get into tomorrow. The weekend in and of itself is looking pretty nice. We're at 71 today, 72 tomorrow, 82 on Sunday. Check out those temperatures, too, in the next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a 90-degree reading there, guys, as we get into Thursday. Certainly feeling more like summer through the majority of the forecast.
Oh, we'll feel that summertime. Hey, Annie, thanks. Harry and Meghan are working with Netflix once again. We'll tell you about the royal couple's new projects.
Plus, 8 months after a deadly wildfire, a sign of hope is sprouting in Lahaina, Hawaii. Movie, music, and streaming news now. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
I can help you.
How?
Because I'm a kid.
You are the chosen one.
Nope. Let's not give her a complex.
Good luck, short sack. It's all up to you.
No pressure.
Cook and dagger!
Hope this works.
All right, let's find these ifs some kids.
Keith!
Kind of a kid creates an invisible if.
Ryan Reynolds and Kaylee Fleming are on the case in the final trailer for If, short for Imaginary Friend. They'll try to help ifs whose kids have grown up and forgotten them when If, written and directed by John Krasinski, appears in theaters May 17th. More MonsterVerse is coming. Apple TV Plus says it's made a deal with Legendary Entertainment for a second season of Monarch Legacy of Monsters and multiple spin-off series. Crowded House is back. The band's video for Teenage Summer is out off the new album Gravity Stairs, available May 31st. Crowded House also announced a tour backing the album, launching August 29th in St. Augustine, Florida. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
A special book sale at the Chatham County Community Library runs through Saturday. It's happening in the Holmes Family Meeting Room. In addition to books, you can buy CDs, DVDs, and audiobooks. The sale starts around 9 o'clock this morning.
A 150-year-old banyan tree that stands in the center of Lahaina on the island of Maui is recovering 8 months after the historic wildfires there. Hawaii's Department of Land and Natural Resources says the tree is sprouting new leaves. Super encouraging. That's despite about 40% of it having to be cut down. Arborists are using electronic sensors placed on the tree to monitor its progress.
The University of Mount Olive helping you get your garden ready this spring. The annual spring flower sale kicks off this morning at 9 and runs until 5 this evening. You can pick up flowers, vegetable plants, ferns, and mixed pots. If you can't make it today, the event will be open again tomorrow from 9 in the morning until noon. It's located at Burt Martin Road in Mount Olive.
Prince Harry and Meghan have new content coming out on Netflix. The couple just signed on to executive produce two new shows for the streaming giant. Netflix says the two nonfiction series will be on lifestyle and the game of polo. The first will be produced by Meghan. The show will highlight cooking, gardening, entertaining, and friendship. The second series will focus on the game of polo, which is what Harry plays. The release dates for the shows will be released in the coming months.
Well, tonight, Zebulon's spring concert series begins at Zebulon Town Hall. We're hoping to give you a live look, but take my word for it. Tonight's concert will feature Love Tribe. There will also be food trucks, craft vendors, family games, and a whole lot more family fun. It's happening from 6 this evening until 9 tonight. You should bring your own lawn chairs and blankets, though.
Ink lovers, listen up. The All-American Tattoo Convention starts today. So it continues for Sunday at the Crown Complex in Fayetteville. There will be tattoo contests, wrestling, and more. More than 300 artists from all around the world will be at the event. Tickets are $23. Look at that art. After allegedly stealing millions from the highest paid MLB player, Shohei Ohtani's former translator is expected to turn himself in today. We'll explain what the interpreter is accused of doing with the millions of dollars.
And the spring season is hitting California in full force. We'll show you the beauty of the poppies and super bloom in the state's deserts.